Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage today comes from the book of Hebrews. We're going to read two sections, Hebrews 5, 11 through 14, and then Hebrews 6, 11 through 12. About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. And then 6:11 through 12. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of the hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I know many of you have raised children, and for those of you that did, you probably often read books to your kids. I know we have a ton of books that we have bought, and then books that we've been given, and then books that we check out from the library. We read our kids a lot of books. And I know many of you will relate to this. We like some of them more than others. There are plenty of books that our kids have just latched onto that we can't stand at all. But others that they like that we also like. Some that we like and they don't care for at all. That's always a struggle. But one of the ones that Josie and I both really like, and our kids happen to like, which works out, is one called Hurry Up, Franklin. Now, you may be familiar with the Franklin series of books and TV shows, but this one is about Franklin's difficulty with keeping up. Anytime his parents are going somewhere and Franklin's coming with him, he's always getting distracted by something. He's always looking to the left or to the right and finding an animal or a butterfly or a flower or something that catches his attention, and he can't keep up. And so his parents always have to turn around and say, "Hurry up, Franklin." And the story of the book is he's on his way to his friend's surprise birthday party, and he keeps getting distracted, and he's almost going to be late. And it's a very dramatic finish. He makes it just in time to say, "Surprise, happy birthday, Bear." And I think the reason Josie and I like this so much is because it reflects our experiences with our own children and their inability to stay focused on the goal, on the direction of where we're going. We are going to the car. Quit getting distracted. Hurry up, kids. Hurry up. Hang with us. Hang with us. You know, if we don't have to tell them, "Come on," 100 times anytime we're going anywhere, this is just the nature of our experience. And I know that we're not alone in this. Now, this has some application to the verses that we just read. These verses, as well as the whole letter of Hebrews, is a call to perseverance. Much of this letter is our reminder that our assurance is in the promises of God and the accomplishments of Jesus Christ for us. That is our, as it says later in the chapter, our sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. But we are reminded to do our part to join in, to persevere, to stick it out. This is one sign of true faith in the life of a believer. The encouragements of Scripture that Christ Jesus has once and for all paid for the sins of the whole world are not divorced from the warnings of Scripture to make your calling and election sure by walking in discipleship to Christ Jesus and His commands. These Hebrew Christians were struggling with this. They were not maturing at the rate that the author felt like they should be. They were distracted and overcome by persecutions, by spiritual matters of lesser importance, by the cares and concerns of this world. Now, the word for dull of hearing in chapter 5, verse 11 that we read, and sluggish in chapter 6, verse 12, they're the same word. This is a repeated idea of sluggishness, of getting distracted and not keeping up, like Franklin in our story. We have a direction to go in, a calling to heed, but the sluggishness of these believers was a matter of concern for both them and for the author. And this is true for us as well. We are called to follow in faithfulness to God and to His commands. But there are many things that distract us, that we look left and right, and they call us off the path. And the Holy Spirit, through the book of Hebrews, is telling us, hurry up, Franklin. Let's keep going. So what distracts you on the road to gospel faithfulness? Is it pleasures or distractions of this world? Is it placing your hope in other securities and in other gods? Is it a lack of faith in what God has said and what He has called you to? I know the things that I often struggle with, and I'm sure there's things I struggle with that I'm not aware of. But the Holy Spirit, through the book of Hebrews, is saying, make your calling and election sure. Do not be sluggish in following after God and what He has for you. Because there is a reward, there is a hope, there is a glorious purpose for us if we will follow faithfully, not lagging behind, not getting ahead, but walking in the Spirit. We will see God do amazing things. So Lord, we pray that You would reveal to each and every one of us, what are those things, those sins that so easily entangle, those distractions that weigh us down, that call us off the path? Lord, we know that You are calling to us, this is the way, walk in it. Do not veer to the right or to the left. So help us to do that. Show us the ways that we are getting distracted. And help us to have the courage to take the steps to remove those, to throw off these things that weigh us down, that we might walk with You, that we might persevere to the end for Your glory and our good. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.